Christus.
Ledamu tzorich v'shorich. So Mishmekame holds Ledamu tzorich v'shorich. Tesis has two pshotim. What is the pshat Ledamu tzorich? One pshat Ledamu tzorich, a person needs the dam. So Tesis, the first pshat Ledamu tzorich. That he wants to take out the dam, shelo yislach lech. The notion is a bit of shver, the dam utzorich. He needs the dam, he doesn't need the dam. But he wants the dam to go out, that next time it will not make him dirty. And we call it le dam utzorich. And there's a ktesvus, le dam utzorich. Second pshat, asach glatter, le dam utzorich, he wants to see if she's a psula. He wants to see the psulim, he wants to see if she's a psula. So it's two pshotim in Pirush HaMiles ledamu tzorich v'shori. The film and the Omar that Dov Hashem is kaven is mutor, if he's mechaven to the dam is mutor. Damu tzorich, tzorich. So today is the tzorich shelo yislach lech. In a mitzorich is not shelo yislach lech. He wants to see if she's a psula or not. Frektesis on the first pshat, it's a melocha shenitzricha legufa. He doesn't need the dam for himself. He needs the dam because he wants not to get dirty. So before I'll explain the tesis, I just want to explain. Arilchu, the second pshat is much more glad. Le dam utzorich, he needs the blood to see if she's a psula. Why tesis has to fakrich in arayin to say such a pshat? Le dam utzorich, she next time will not get dirty. Say glad, le dam utzorich, he wants the dam. Asach glatter. So I saw in the Achroinim, they explain, in the Sugi and Davov, the Gemara is talking about a person that did a beer, and dam came out. And the Gemara says that it takes a week till the dam stops to come out. So maybe he's not allowed to do more beers after it. As long as he made a beer Friday, he can't do a beer Shabbos, because it's bleeding yet. That's the Gemara. If le dam utzorich means that he wants to see if she's a psula or not, so this person already knows that she's a psula. So now on Shabbos, he doesn't need the blood anymore. And the Gemara is mashma that both lishnas will have all the same cases. That leman de omar, that ledam tzorich is osu, lishne basu will be osu, leman de omar mutar will be mutar. And there you have a case that a person doesn't need the dam to see if that she's a psula or not. This is the reason was glatter to Tesfas to learn pshat, ledam utzorich, that he needs the dam to see, to take out that next time he will not get dirty. Because we have two pshatim and tesis. And tesis tells the kasha on the first pshat. Lechuretz, melocha shenitzricha legufa. Why? So the example is, tesis in Shabbos, daf tzadik dalet, we mentioned yesterday, one of the seder advarim, or ma'ir atake. The Gemara says in Shabbos that if a person takes out garbage from his house to the street, or moitzi es hames, he's not chayev in Shabbos. It's melocha shenitzricha legufa. Why? And the Mishkan, when they made a oitzoe, they took the money and they bought it to Moshe, because Moshe needed money to build the Mishkan. So it was a positive taking out. Not a negative that the money will not stay in the houses. The purpose was to bring Moshe money. The Gemara says, but if you make a itzoe, not for positive reasons to get the money there, just to take it out of your house, you don't want the garbage in your house, you don't want the mess in your house, it's your potl. It's melach shetzich legufo, you don't need it. So lechu'ure, b'ashkofa rishoyna, this is the tesis here. Why it's a melach shetzich legufo? He doesn't need the blood. He just wants it not to be in the body, that he will not get dirty next time. So mele, tesis is asking that it's a melach shetzich legufo. This is the Pashas Havana and Tesfas. The Shverkeit in this Havana is, if this is the Havana and Tesfas, that it's called Melocha Shetzicha Legufa because he doesn't need the blood, he's just taking it out because he doesn't want to get dirty. So why Metzitze and Bris Mila it's called Melocha Shetzicha Legufa? Tesfas said before that in Metzitze Yichayev. Why Yichayev and Metzitze? You don't need the blood, you just don't want it to be by inside the baby. So if Tesfas says to take out blood, to take out blood, it's called melocha shenitzricha legufa. because he doesn't want the blood here, not because he wants a positive blood outside. Metzitza also, he just doesn't want the blood inside the body of the baby. It's not that he needs the blood by him. Mele, it will be a melocha shenetzricha legufa. This was the Rashash's kasha, the Bisyankiv's kasha. The answer on this is, and I want to miyasa the dvorim, it's a klal b'ilcha Shabbos. Be'etzim, you can ask the same kasha on Netilas Neshama. Evi shoychet en Shabbos, why yichayev? It's melocha shenetzricha legufa, as Netilas Neshama. You don't need the Neshama by you. You just want the Neshama not to be inside the body. You're not trying to get the neshama to you. You're trying not to have it inside the body. So l'chu, it's a melocha shenetzricha legufa. So why evi shoychet es chayev? Now what is the answer? The answer is very pashut. Sayan shoychet and sayan metzitza, the kasha doesn't start. And I will explain. Hoytzoy and Shabbos we learn out from the Mishkan. What was the purpose of Hoytzoy and the Mishkan? To bring the money to the Mishkan. Positive taking out. Positive needing the chayfetz. The Hoytzoy of the Mishkan is a positive to take, to have it in the, by Moshe. Every Hoytzoy has to be positive. I take with me a siddur to shul. Take with me the key to have it when I go out of the house. Taking out the garbage or taking out a mess, it's not a positive, it's a negative. I just don't want it to be by me. It's not chayv and Hoytzoy. Meleches shoychet and meleches Hoytzoy's neshama, we learn out from shoychet. Dear, the mechayev is not, I need the neshama by me. Dear, dumye the mishkan, the purpose they did in the shechita and the mishkan, not because they were trying to collect neshamas, because they wanted the shechta the animal. They didn't want the neshama to be inside the animal. They didn't want the blood of the metzitza. We don't want the blood to be inside the baby, because he will die. If that blood will stay inside, he will die. So we want it not to be there. So everything is dumye the mishkan. Ma be mishkan. Hoytzoy. Hoytzoy is one av meloche, shoychet is a second av meloche. Dash is a different av meloche, and koisev is a different av meloche. Every meloche has to be dumye the mishkan. Koisev, they're written for a purpose. Hoytzoy, they took out for having it outside. So you're not chayv on hoytzoy only if you want it outside. Not if you want negative not to have it inside. Mashein ken. Netilas neshama and shoychet. There the melocha was done, not for having it outside, just for not having it inside. The mele it's poshut and it's not shver, not netilas neshama and not metzitza. And now the kasha starts. Aha! The melocha is not taking out. The melocha is not to have the positive, the neshama by me, to have the blood by me. What is the melocha of shoychet? To take out the blood from the body, to take out the neshama of the body. So why Teisva says that ledamu tzorich is melocha shenetzricha legufo? He wants to take out the blood of the body of the lady. Are we telling us now that boitzos neshama, the mechayev is not that I want the neshama by me. The mechayev is to make it not to be by the body. To take out the neshama from the body. To take out the blood from the baby. No, so why Teisva says that by Yisho, the first pshat, ledam mutzorich, that the melocha is... Why is melocha shenetzricha legufa? Because I don't need the blood. I just want it not to be by the lady. Sheikhet also, I don't want the neshama to be inside. That's not dumya deyitzor. If we'll be learning netilas neshama dumya deyitzor, Teisva was glad. Ashash glad. But we said, Netilas Neshama and Metzitza, we see that the Mechayev Netilas Neshama is not to want it by me, it's just to take it out from there. If this is the getter to take it out from there, so we understand Netilas Neshama, we understand Metzitza, we don't understand the Teisves, why Teisves says that by the lady it's called Melocha Shetzricha Legufa. Zog de Bixiankev at Teretz. And the Veltz has another Teretz. Bixiankev says, Avada, we're learning out from the Mishkan, do me the Netilas Neshama. But Netilas Neshama in the Mishkan, you're right, we did it for taking out. The Metzitza we do for taking out. But there, the Meloche made a tikkun and what it took out. You took it out, the tikkun is that now the animal is dead, you could eat it. Metzitza, you took it out, now the guy could live, the baby could live. So it was a tikkun in what you took out. So this is the tzura of the Meloche. To take out, because you don't want a deer, and you want to fix the place that you're taking it out from. Masha'ein ken by us, you're right that you don't want the blood inside, but you're not fixing the place that you're taking out the blood from. You're not making him a better person. A mess, you're making him a roi le'achila. you make it, also you have to understand, but you're making maroi le'achile by metzitza, you're making the baby to live. Here you're taking it out and it's no purpose. You write the words of Teisves, maybe the words of Teisves are not shalf enough l'fidu b'siyanke, because the words of Teisves, but this is what Tesis means. Tesis had to say that he's not Netaken, but as I learned the Bisyankev. As I learned the Bisyankev. What? Tesis says why he's doing it. Look at Loshna Tesis now. Tesis is not saying that this is the reason Loshna Tzich Legufa. Tesis first says what is the reason he's doing it, and then he says Loshna Tzich Legufa. As I learned the Bisyankev. It's not close. Could be it is a tikkun. Now she's a lady that doesn't make people dirty. She's topic if it's called a tikkun or not. An animal on a neshama, why it's metukun? Now it's easy to eat him. It's geshecht. It's mekayim shchita. Yeah, but it's not after shchita. If you kill an animal, it's also the same thing. Now it can't run away. Now it's. Say that. The shayla is, what is the difference here and there? This is the kasha. The Welt wants to answer another nusach. Here, I don't want it out, Bichlal. And neshama, I need a neshama out. If not, the animal could run away. And metzitza, I need it out. If not, the baby will die. Here, I don't need it out. From my point, it could stay inside. Just Val is going to pour out soon. I want it ready out now. If you could keep it in a way that it will not pour out, you don't mind. The blood is not disturbing you inside. It's a problem if it's inside, it will come out soon. What?
The same thing with Metzitza. If I knew that it wouldn't kill the baby, I didn't say
if it will not kill. If it's inside, if it's a problem.
If I knew it wasn't a problem, it wouldn't be a problem.
As well, it's not the same. You already told me that yesterday, and I told you it's not the same.
And I'm
But that's the chiluk. That in neshama, I need it out. I want to mafri the neshama from the goof. I want to take out the bad blood from the baby that he could live. Here, I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to take it out that it will not be there. If it's there, it could come out later. I want it to come out now. So these two hesberim, other the Bisyankev hesber, other the Lomdim hesber, why it's here, Melocha Shinetzicha Legufa. So now I want to be Maimi the Oymek Advorim. So remember, we have Shabbos, and Yetzias HaShabbos, the Melocha is positive to have it out. This is the Melocha and Shabbos. This is called Tzich Legufa. And the Tiras Neshome, Lefitesis, the Melocha is not to have the Neshome by me, it's that not to want to have it there, and to fix there. But Meile, no Shaykh is the Lichluch. No shaykh is the lichluch. The male by us, if he takes out the blood, it's melocha shetzichah legufa. We asked why. Lichluch here also, he doesn't want it in. But he's not metaken. So male is not called melocha, it's called melocha shetzichah legufa. Till here it's glad. Now the kasha is, fake the chasam sefer. What is the pshat in the ri? Ri says it's melocha shetzichah legufa because he wants to see if she's a psula or not. But he's fixing the body if he wants to know if she's a psula or not. He's not doing a tikkun in the lady. Islam is curious to know if she's a psula or not. So why it makes a melocha shetzicha legufa? Are we decided that we're learning netilas neshama, that the getter of tzicha legufa is not like yetzias haShabbos, that I need it, that I want this to be by me. And netilas neshama, the melocha is what I don't want it to be in the body. This is the melocha. When I don't want the blood to be inside the baby. And we said, even when I'm cleaning, we said, here I'm doing a tikkun. Here I'm doing a tikkun. I'm attacking the neshom, I'm attacking the body, I'm attacking the baby. Very gishmak. By us, I'm not attacking. Very gishmak, the first upshot. Now, pitom the ri, that by Ashkofa Rishoino was like, why Teis doesn't want to say like the ri? The ri is chidushim. The ri is chidushim. Why it's called Tzicha Legufa? Now the Emes says it's not a chidush of the ri, it's a gemara and Shabbos. Hachoyvel v'tzorich lekalboy. A person hits someone because he wants blood to give his dog. So he hits an animal, he takes out blood to give his dog. The gemara says it's called Melocha Tzicha Legufa. Melocha Tzicha Legufa. So So state klod that if he has a positive reason that he wants the blood, it's called tzorch legufa. So be'etzem it's not a chidush of the ri. What? Wait. So if we see from there that is a tzorch legufa is a positive. It's a positive need. If I have a positive need that I want the blood, it's called melocha atzricha legufa. So what you tell me? Maybe in the Mishkan also they had such a thing. We're learning it out from Chilazon. They took out the blood because they wanted the paint. So it's two dinim and tiras neshama. It's two obvious melocha. There's one av meloche for azar reason, another av meloche for azar reason. This is the shver guy. Here we stay in shver. Nav lan the sugis and shabbos. That is two dinim. It's really two dinim. But I'm saying this is the seder advarim. Let me get invited to the tesis. Im tim tzolema aloche ki rabbi Yehuda. What is the next tesis? The Gemara says if the oshem miskaven is mutar, if tzorich ledam. Aber lefi rabbi Yehuda, the oshem miskaven is also. So even that it's tzorich ledam. But the Maisa is doing a Pesach, and while he's doing a Pesach, b'meile, it's also a libra Rabbi Yude, because Dovah Shein Miskaven is also. So a libra Rabbi Yude is also. So the Gemara, even a libra Rabbi Yude, Dovah Shein Miskaven is also. But maybe it's Mutter if he's Mekalke. Clearly the Gemara, it's Mekalke or Metake. So the Gemara says on the side that it's Mekalke, it's Mutter. And the tzad that it's mekalkel, it's muta. As I say, the Gemara. And the tzad that it's mekalkel, it's muta. So again, he's boil a isha, he's tzorich ledam, he's not mechaven to make a Pesach. Pesach me mele kaosi. And the Gemara says, I live in the Rabbi Yudin, it had to be osu, because the Moshim is kaven is osu. Or beval, it's mekalkel. And the tzad that psula is mekulkele, and beul is mekulkeles, it's muta. Frag Tesis and all of the Rishonim. I want to be minded like this. Tesis and all of the Rishonim asking here a kasha bet. You write that it's mekalkel, but it's a halacha in Shabbos. Kol ha-mekalkelim potur aval osu. Kol ha-mekalkelim potur aval osu. So what are you answering me? That ein echinami is miskaven ledam. And Pesach Mele Kos, I don't know she miskaven Ali with Rabbi Yudetz also. Why it'll be muto? Because he's a mekalkel. Or but Aloch, he call a mekalkelim b'Shabbos, potur aval also. So Taisa says, Chazal will not goizer kilkul b'mokim mitzvah. And be as a mitzvah. Chazal will not goizer b'mokim mitzvah. As I said, the Rashbo. Frag der Rashba, Chazal und Adgoyzer und Mokim Mitzvah. So why in the Reisha it doesn't say that if he's miskaven lapetach is muto? Even if he's miskaven lapetach, aber he's mekalkel. The Mokim Mitzvah, it's muto. Why the Gemara is only matter if he's mechaven ledam for Pesach memele kaosi? Let the Gemara say, mechaven ledam for Pesach kob mele kaosi, Oy deal me Rabbi Yehuda is also v'chitei me afilu l'fi Rabbi Yehuda, not only l'fi Rabbi Yehuda, even if l'pesach hu mechaven, aber it's mekalkel, mekalkel is muter. And lo shna gemore is mashma like this. If he's mechaven l'petach is also, if he's mechaven l'dam l'fi Rabbi Shimon it's muter, l'fi Rabbi Yehuda maybe also and maybe muter because it's mekalkel. Zog de Rashbo, this kilkul is not a real kilkul. Be'ula, psula. Say that it's kilkulish. Zog de Rashbo, if he's mechaven to do it, we call it a tikkun. If he wanted to do a Pesach to the lady, then it's a tikkun. If he's not mechaven to do it, we could call it a kilkul. Svarim and Avis. But Tesis and Rashi did not answer the steretz. So the kasha is, why it's muter alibed Rabbi Yude, kol ha-mekalkel im potur aval osu. And Tesis says a teretz, lama zan Tesis. V'im toima avo psikrem, Pirush Rabbi Yude is the mekalkel b'chabur potur. Aval gav de potur aval osu. Miu hoche mutor lekatchile mishum de ike tarti. Mekalkel bechabura vedobor she'eino miskave. De ike tarti. Mekalkel bechabura vedobor she'eino miskave. So, kol ha-mekalkel im potur aval osu. Here why it's mutor, ike tarti. Ike tarti. Frek de pnei Yeshua, why it's called the ike tarti? Maybe say is four. Is it ish? Is it isha? Dovah shen miskaven and mekalken. Why it starti? And Rabbi Yuna holds dovah shen miskaven also. So it's also. You left with one letter, mekalken. Why it's called starti? Rabbi Shimon holds that it's muta. Rabbi Yuna holds dovah shen miskaven is also. Why it's called starti? Why it's called starti? As I first the Pnei Yeshua as a or. Rab Kiveiger the Ma'aroch and Yume Yud frag the Kashe. Oh, is that it? Why it started? Rab Yudah holds double Sheina Miskaven is also. It's not Mutter. If you're Rab Yudah. So it's a Isur Gomu. Rab Shimon holds double Sheina Miskaven. אז איפה רגד פני ישוע, אז איפה רגד רב קיבי הגר? So the פני ישוע says a תרץ. זוג the פני ישוע, תסס לשיטוסו from יומה למדלת. תסס in יומה למדלת says, even that רב יודה holds דובר שמסכוון is חייב, and רב שימן holds that it's מותר, זה בכל התירה כולו. אבל בשבס דה מלכס מחשבס בעינן, even לפי רב יודה, דובר שאין מסכוון is not also מן התירה. Because the mice is not a melechus machshavas. So why it's also mid the rabbon? Again, lefi Rashi and Yume, lefi Rashi, lefi Rashi and Yume, dovah shen miskaven lefi Rabbi Yudah is also bekol haterekulo, including Shabbos. So it's not tarti, it's one. Rabbi Yudah knows that it's also, Rabbi Shimon knows that it's muta. So what if it's miskalkel? Mekalkel, it's potter of alasu. Kol mekalkel, it's potter of alasu. It's not kol tarti. So the Pnei Yeshua, ateis is a shitosu in Yuma la medal of Amud Beis, says that even in Rabbi Yudah Odoshi miskaven is asur, but in Shabbos, it's midoy reis and muter. Why? You're right, that osu she'ene miskaven ke miskaven, but in Shabbos you have to have melechus mach Shabbos. So men it's the Rabbonon. And it's also mekalkel. No, trade the Rabbonon, it's muter. And then Tesis clears, if every trader Rabbonin is Mutter, only trader Rabbonin will make a mitzvah. But it's trader Rabbonin, trader Rabbonin. This is the Malach of the Pnei Yeshua and Rab Kiveiger in the beginning. Rab Kiveiger says, yes, yeah, only if Tesis holds, that Rab Yudah holds where the Shabbos is the Rabbonin. But in Rashi, says Rab Kiveiger, I see clothes that it's the Reise. In Rashi, I see clothes that it's the Reise. In Rashi, in Yume. So this is the Chaf of the Pnei Yeshua. It's a bit of shver that Taisa says iketarti. He relies on that we will know that in Shabbos Rabbi Yudah is only mide rabbonon, and in Meile it's trade rabbonon. Ktsas chosam in a sefer. Tarti. Machlag is Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon. No, but in Shabbos Rabbi Yudah is not the raisa. It's the rabbonon, and the world adds it's not stam trade rabbonon. It's beetsam. It's melechus machshavos. So why it's also mide rabbonon? Because for the answer it. So it's twice not Meleches Machshavos. It's Eine Miskaven and it's Mekalken. But as they learned the Pnei Yeshua, it's a Givaldik Epshat. The Welt says, so if someone will ask us a kasha now, why Lemais again? The Dam Mutzorich. Pesach Memele Kos. Aber Rabbi Yudah Os Dovah Shemiskaven is also. Why it's Mutah? So the Gemara Mekalken. I call a mekalkel in potu rabalosu. I have two terutzim. The Rasbo teretz b'mokim mitzvah legozu, and the Tesis teretz iketarti. And Rashi, we can't say both of the pshatim. First, Rashi doesn't hold that it's tarti. Rashi holds that it's the raisa. Rashi in Yume, you know, Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Chof Aleph says like Tesis in Yume. But Rashi in Yume says the like Tesis. And look in Loshon Rashi by us. We'll take the last Rashi in the Amud, it's easier. The Chiyom HaRab Yudah Dov Shemiskaven Osu B'metaken B'mekalkel Lo Yomar. This means Tarti. This means Mokim Mitzvah Legosu. Rashi is Mashma as another Pshat. What could be the other Pshat? Not the Mahalach of the Rashbo that it's Muto with the Rabbonon because Mokim Mitzvah Legosu. Not Tesis Dike Tarti. Rashi repeated himself in the beginning of the Amud also. In the beginning of the bigger lines. ואם תמצלם הלוכי כרב יהודה, הקל תאיקי למיבוי, דקיים וכי אומר רב יהודה במתקן, במקלקל אין המלוכו. כי אומר רב יהודה במתקן, אבל במקלקל אין המלוכו. Last line again. כי אומר רב יהודה שמסכם במתקן, במקלקל לא יאמר. מה שבסה זה הדין הזה. כי אומר רב יהודה במתקן, במקלקל לא יאמר. Mekalkel Hayama. What could be the Havana? What could be the Havana? So, the Lomdim Taina, it's very wide. It's very wide. I'm saying it b'pchina stein lechochom v'yoisif lekach. But the Lomdim say that Rashi kilu shteidu mishun de kechidush. Rabbi Shimon holds double shem miskaven is mutar. Rabbi Yehuda holds also. Why? Also she'enu miskaven ke miskaven. This is only if what comes out in the end, it's okay. But if a kilkul comes out, we don't say also she'enu miskaven ke miskaven. Rabbi Yehuda Shimon holds all the kavod is not my ma'aseh, not misyach, it's not my ma'aseh. Rabbi Yehuda holds not even on kavod. We miyachis it to you. This is when something normal came out. V'mekalke loike oma. V'mekalke loike oma. Yeah, but then it'll be a chiddush. I'll explain to you where I'm trying to say it in Afkamina. What would be if it's not Shabbos? If it's mekalke not on Shabbos. He's combing. He's here. But even on the tzad that here, he's any mechavet to take out here. But on the tzad that here comes out, it messes up in Gantz. Yeah, kilkul shen kiduk mosle. So it's ain't mechaven, but it's mekalkel. So the Firab Shimon, you're allowed to come here anyway if it's not a psikreisha. Firab, you didn't know, and Nazir is not allowed to come as here. The Gemara says, Nazir is not allowed to come as here, because maybe here will come out. But on the title, here comes out, he's mekalkel. He's allowed to or not. Fit tesis for sure, it's also. It's a svara in Shabbos. Fit the Rashba, for sure, it's also. It's only in Shabbos. Mekalkel, lechz mach Shabbos, it's a heter in Shabbos. If we're saying Rashi is a naya yesoid, what is the Naya Yesoid? The Naya Yesoid is that the Mikalkel Loike Omar, when a Kilkul comes out, we don't say, also Shane Miskaven Ke Miskaven. I don't understand exactly what is the Hezbo. Oh, but if that's in the cloud, the Mikalkel Loike Omar, if it's a cloud, the Mikalkel Loike Omar, so it will be even Mikol HaTirekulo. Abkevege tries to be done if it's Mikol HaTirekulo. He has some rayas. It's not clear. It's not clear if this cloud could be normal. For sure it's no rayas. Why can't be Rayas? Because if he tastes the Philip Yeshua, it's only because it's the Rabbanon of Shabbos. Yeah? It's only because the two Rabbis are in Shabbos. If he the Rashba, it's only because it's the Rabbanon in Shabbos. So it's not often the Gemara. Can't say you'll find a Gemara. If it's a Gemara, it doesn't stim with the Rishonim. The Shaila is, if the Hesber of Rashi will be a Hesber not only by us, will be a Hesber in different places, and if it'll be a Hesber in different places, then ain't a Chanami. Can't say? Can't say? Say, medavisen, if Siddhas Azach, if it could be such a mahalach, to say Vidas Rashi. Rabbi Kiveger himself says that he has a different plan. He doesn't bring the Rashi by us, on the Yukim Barashi. He says, he wants to say a teretz, to answer Tesfas, not Tesla Shitoso, Tes never mentioned it. So Rabbi Kiveger, I have a poshtechap. A poshtechap, it's a goinus of Rabbi Kiveger. He says like this: Rabbi Shimon holds that Roshen Miskaven is mutar. Rabbi Yude holds that it's osur midoy reise. On Teirs that Shabbos is different. Teirs never mentioned Shabbos is different. But the Gemara says if it's mekalkel in Shabbos, val mekalkel is mutar in Shabbos, val mekalkel is mutar in Shabbos. Memele, it's mutar. We asking about the halacha is kol mekalkel in potur aval osur. So you write that midoy reise is mekalkel. He's spoiling the seashore, he's making you a beula, aber kol ha-mikalkelim, potor ha-valosu. So why is he allowed to do this beer? This is the kasha. Zog dem kiveheger, the chap is aze. Avad Reb Shimon holds, dobo shem iskaven es muter, Reb Yehuda holds that it's osu. Aloha ki Reb Yehuda now, we're going to the tzad of Reb Yehuda. So by answer, you can't do the beer. So he says, no, you know why I'm allowed to do the beer? Because I'll be a mikalkel. So talti, what talti? Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's also. So you left with the isu to do it. So kol ha-mikalkelim, we write that here is mikalkel. Kol ha-mikalkelim potur aval osu. Kol ha-mikalkelim potur aval osu. Zog them kiveheger like this. It's behelem yesterday shir. It's from kiveheger. It's behelem. Rabbi Kiveheger learned that it's not a psikrei shir, that it's not sure that it will happen. Yeah? If we learned that it for sure will happen, we can't go with Rabbi Kiveheger. This person that does a beer, it for sure will happen that he will make a Pesach or not, David. For sure will happen or not? No. But Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to. Why you're not allowed to? Because maybe it will happen. Aye, but maybe not. So other stuff like the Reis and the Chumre. all the subject of the rice and the chumre. Oh, Mr. Al Piroiv, it will happen. But why are you not allowed to? Why are you not allowed to? Because maybe it will happen. Zogda, if it will happen, what will happen? Lam is only a mistake, the Pesach will open. What will happen? What Aveira you will have? What Aveira you will have? Moshe, what Aveira you will have if it will happen? What? Not what? The rise of the Rabbanon. It's Mikalkel. Ah, Safik the Rabbanon Lekule. He's not sure it will happen. It's not a psikresha. Safik the Rabbanon Lekule, Zogda Kiveiger. It's not a psikresha. So it's not sure if it will happen or not. So why is not sure if it will happen or not? Why is not sure if it will happen or not? So b'meile, it's a sofik derabonon. So normally, if it's not a mikalkel, it's not a sofik derabonon. If it's not a mikalkel, it's not a sofik derabonon. But if it's a mikalkel, it's a sofik derabonon. What? So sofik derabonon. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's plan. Again, it doesn't stim with yesterday's shir that we said that for sure a Pesach will happen. Just belom the Reb Shimon explained that it's not called obsecration. So then we don't have the Reb Kiva Eger. But Reb Kiva Eger is going as every miglan farming was for Reb Shimon that it's a suffix if it will happen or not. If it's a suffix if it will happen or not, so Dovashin Miskaven is also. Dovashin Miskaven is also. But this is an anumum zach when it's the reise. But while it's the rabbanon. So maybe it's a suffix if it will happen or not. Suffix the Rabban Lekule, maybe you're allowed to do it. This is the chapev Rabbi Kiva Eger. What? Ask the Gemara. Now, you see, you have to add that we mentioned in Shir 3 days ago that it's not poshut if the melocha here is a boina deiraise, or maybe it's only keboina. We had a tzad that's not a melocha deiraise. If it's not a melocha deiraise, so even if it's not a mikalkel, it had to be muta. Rabbi Kiva Eger weiss is learned that if it's not a mikalkel, it's a melocha deiraise. Kiva Eger learned that if it's not. What? Boina. So again, we have to remember the koishi and the sugi is the koishi and the sugi is why lemaisa it's muter if he's mekalkel. So we said we have a mahalach of the Rashba. We make a mitzvah legozlu. Taisa says tarti. We have the mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua. That Taisa shitosom that it's trade the rabbonon. We make a mitzvah legozlu or stam legozlu trade the rabbonon Taisa shitosom. And Rashi it doesn't stim. We said in Rashi maybe a shtikel teire that dovash and miskav and bemokim that is mekalkel. Chai gavnes no Rab Yudet ish that needs a hezber. And we're saying Rab Kiva Eger says andere mahalach on teis l'shitosom on teis l'shitosom shesval is dovash and miskav and it's not a psikreisha like Rashi said it's not a psikreisha mele it's not Bemele, it's not a psikreisha. It's a sofik de rabbonon, and while it's a sofik de rabbonon, Mele Rabbi Kiva Eger learns that it's likula. Let me send the next tesis. We'll see the next gemara. Really, the Iba Yaseime, and here Be'etzem is one of the biggest yisaidus. This tesis for the whole sugya of misasek. It's a double. It's interesting. Let me send the kaseider advol. Igede amri. ואם תמצא לו עם ארדם חיבור עם אכבר, לדם הוא צורך ואוסו. אוי דיל מלאנו, אז עצמו הוא צורך ושורי. ואם תמצא לו עם ארדם, אז עצמו הוא צורך ודם במילה כאוסי. אין במילה עצמות רז דובו שאינו מסכוון. הלוכי כרב יהודה, הלוכי כרב שמעון. ואם תמצא לו עם הלוכי כרב יהודה, so if the הלוך is כרב יהודה, it has to be also. But maybe it's muter as mekalkel bechabure, or metaken bechabure. So the Gemara again wants to say, leilish nebasre ledam mech barchobir is choyvel, ledam utzorich it's osu, לפסח הוא צריך את צמותר דובר שאין אם לאנוס עצמיקו מכוון את צמותר עליבד הרב שימן עליבד הרב יודה סטייז עשו תמובן איפס מקלקל לכו עצמי מותו זוג נגמורה ואם תמצא לו עם המקלקל בחבורה הוא מקלקל הלוכי כרב יודה או הלוכי כרב שימן Here we have a machlekes, punk verkehrt. Rab Yudah holds mekalkel b'shabbeses muter, poto rab alosu. Rab Shimon holds mekalkel b'shabbeses chayev. Want to make it clear. Dein onayin miskavel, a person goes to his friend and breaks, kills him, hits him. Chayvel. It's mekalkel, for sure it's mekalkel. Zog Rab Shimon, chayev. The Teire asked chayvel, even if you mekalkel. The Torah has it chayvel, even if you mekalkel. Even if you mekalkel, the Torah has it chayvel. Rabbi Yudah holds potur. Potur aval osu. Mele zog nigmore here like this. If you are like Reb Shimon it's mutar anyways, because ledam hu tzorich. Em la noas atzma yu mechaven. Dovo shein miskaven is mutar. If you are like Rabbi Yudah, it has to be osu. Why if you are like Rabbi Yudah, it has to be osu? Because Rabbi Yudah holds Dovo shein miskaven is osu. Mele it's osu. But maybe it's mutar because he's mekalkel. And while he's mekalkel, alibed Rav Yehuda, it has to be mutar. Oh, but here it's totally. If you hold like Rav Yehuda himself and mekalkel, so then it's mutar. But if you hold like Rav Shimon and mekalkel, so if you hold like Rav Shimon and Dovo Shein Miskaven, it's weiter mutar. But if you hold like Rav Shimon and Dovo Shein Miskaven, if you hold like Rav Yehuda and Dovo Shein Miskaven, then it's also. And you hold like Rav Shimon that mekalkel is also, so it stays also. So if you hold like Reb Shimon that Dovo Shein Miskaven is mutar, it's mutar. If you hold like Reb Yehuda Dovo Shein Miskaven is osu, so then it's tolu. If you hold that Mekalkel is mutar, potra vel osu, so here it's mutar. If you hold Mekalkel is chayv and Shabbos, here also it's chayv. This is the Gemara. Now let me send the Teisves, but we'll see it le'at. Im tim tzolayim ha'alokhe ki Reb Yehuda Mekalkel b'chaburehu. Mashma, די הלוכה כרב שימן שורי אפילו הוא מתקן כיוון שאינו מסכוון. So what the Gemara says, if הלוכה כרב שימן, you're allowed to do a bia in Shabbos even that you מוציא דם because לענוי הוא מכוון. If you hold הלוכה כרב יהודה it's also פרק תספס וקושה דבשילי פרק סופק אוכל אומר לרב שימן הויל ומקלקל בחבור החייב מסעסק נמי חייב ומה ישנו ואין מסכוון פויטר רב שימן בחבור התפי ממסעסק. I want you to have this thesis kasha klo. What is thesis kasha? The Gemara says in Shabbos we have a ptur that is called mekalkel. Lemosho, if a person tears a sefater chas b'shalem, it's no ptur of mekalkel. He's chayev. Person races in Shabbat, and a person breaks up in his zore, he's chayev. Every aveir is no ptur of mekalkel. Person is boil arayas, and his masik dem is chayev. And Shabbos is a ptur of mekalkel, meleches machshevis. Zog Reb Shimon, chutz von choyvel. Choyvel, we have a drosha, the Torah was mechadish choyvel, even if you mekalkel. As a nozik mor, misasek is potur in Shabbos. Zog di gmore, aber bechoyvel, lefi Reb Shimon yichayev. So Reb Shimon is mechayev choyvel when you mekalkel, and is mechayev choyvel when you misasek. Two chidushim of Reb Shimon. Choyvel is chayev, and misasek is chayev. Bechoyvel. Choyvel, even if you mekalkel yichayev, and Misasek yichayev, even if you choyvel. So bekol Shabbos mekalkel is potu chutz michoyvel. Bekol Shabbos misasek is potu chutz michoyvel. Frek teisves. So carry on. What are you telling me that you're allowed to do the bia in Shabbos because you're not mechaven to be moitzi dam? Alibed Reb Shimon it's muter. But if it's choyvel. So if Misasek is Chayev, Kol Sheken Dovo Sheinu Miskaven is Chayev. What is Misasek? It's Einu Miskaven. Misasek and Einu Miskaven is the same thing. Misasek and Einu Miskaven is the same thing. So it's even worse. Misasek is even worse from Einu Mechaven. He Bichlal is not aware to what he's doing. No, so if Reb Shimon holds that Choyvel is Chayev even if he's Mekalkel, Reb Shimon holds Choyvel is Chayev even if he's Misasek. So for sure Choyvel is Chayev even if he's Einem Miskaven. So why the Gemara says here if Ledam if Lano also Mechaven he's allowed to do a Bia, even that he's Moitzi Dam? But Lefi Reb Shimon that holds Mekalkel is Chayev, Lefi Reb Shimon that holds Misasek is Chayev and Choyvel, so also Dovo Sheinem Miskaven has to be Chayev. Lama ze losh nateis inside. Mashma di alochi ki Reb Shimon shori afilu metaken. Kevin Sheinem Miskaven. Vekoshe de beshili perik sefek oichal omar le Reb Shimon oil ve Mekalkel bechabur Chayev Misasek nami Chayev. מה ישנו דהין מסכוון פויטר רב שימן בחבורה פיימי מסעסק? We have three הלוחס לפי רב שימן. חויבל, you hit someone, you חייב. מקלקל, רב שימן, הולד שבס is different. You מסעסק. What is the case that the Gemara was two babies, you had to mal one, you mal the other one. So רב שימן, yeah, but חבורה, רב שימן is מחייב. No, so why here when you boil, you're not mechayev to be moitzi dam? What was the case there? It was two babies. One was born Friday, one was born Shabbos. So you made the bris milah to the wrong one. You one was born Shabbos, one was born Sunday. So you have to mal one Shabbos, one Sunday. Came in Shabbos, you took the wrong baby, and you made a bris milah. So the Gemara, you chayev. The Gemara, chayev, Reb Shimon. So the Gemara, choyvel, choyvel, you chayev when you misasek. So the Gemara says, choyvel, you chayev when you misasek. As they did mikalkel and you potu bekolat irikulo, you chayev when you choyvel. Misasik, oh, so this is the case. You had two babies. One was born Shabbos, one was born Sunday. You made a bris milah to the wrong baby in Shabbos. So the Gemara, lechol, you have to be potul if you're Reb Shimon. Imam is not mechat. So the Gemara, shayni choyvel, that you mechayev, even if you misasik. No, so now by us, you do a bia, it's yoitz adam. Yo, but Reb Shimon, hold over, shem miskaven is muter. I'm mechaven for my hanoe. So what if you mechaven for your hanoe? But it's choyvel. It's choyvel. And Tesis says a teretz. V'yeshloimar the misasek shemechaven lamelocha loy miftar b'shabes elo mishum de'ein ze meleches machsheves u'mishum ochi mechayev l'Reb Shimon misasek b'chabur k'me mekalkel b'chabur l'chayev Reb Shimon afgav de'ein l'machsheves v'lochi t'anim mekalkel mishum de'tam shneim de'pturim b'sham l'om b'shabes mishum de'ein meleches machsheves aber she'ein miskaven klal l'melocha לא מישהו מלחץ מחשבס מפטר לא בשאר מקוים אסנמי מפטר אין מסכבל כאין קליים נמי חקסוס נוזי חויפה ומפסס כדרקוי הילקח בחבור אינה משור תייסס איזה יסוי רבי יסוי, this is בעצם a big מפתח, I want for the words of תייסס are not clear, רבי חולם explains it like this עבד רב שימן הולץ דובור שאינו מסכבל אז מותר בכל התוירו. If it's muter b'kol ha-toiro, it's muter in Shabbos, and it's muter in Choyvel. Because Reb Shimon holds dovor she'eina miskaven is muter. It can't change. So it's muter all over. So you're allowed to do a bia. If you have kavon le'anoe, even if in a mistake, you'll be moitzi dam. Ayet z'chabure, dovor she'eina miskaven is muter b'kol ha-toiro kula. Ayet, the Gemara said not like that. There's two kinds of misasek. It's a misasek l'moshon when I lean on the wall and the light goes on. It's a misasek, it's 100 times better for me in a miskaven. It's muta. Shabbos, about it's muta. It's another misasek. I want to cut, to pick up an apple, a carrot, l'mazongen, and a mistake I took off a mechuba. Ain't a miskaven, I wanted to do this, about it. Shafir b'shimen it's muta. But what would be if it's two carrots, both of them are mechuba? And I wanted to pick up one, and I picked up the other one. I did the same aloha be'etzer. Because the rikula I'm chayev. Person wants to eat chazir, tries to put in the fork, the one comes out the other one. Nafkamina v'ach chazir. And Shabbos is din meleches machshavos. That is a bezundere aloha of meleches machshavos. Dear, it's only potur in Shabbos. Again, Eina miskaven b'kol ha-tirikula is potu. Misasek is potu b'kol ha-tirikula. Misasek is a better case of Eina miskaven. I'm leaning on the wall. I have two carrots. I picked up one is tolush, one mechubal. I tried to pick up the tolush. I picked up the mechubal. Potu b'kol ha-tirikula. Kal v'choymer in Shabbos. It's a misasek she'b'kol ha-tirikula I'll be chayev on it. Two pieces of meat. Chazer. And I ate the wrong one. Kol ha-tirikula I'm chayev on it. In Shabbos I'm potu. Why? Meleches machsheves. In Shabbos I'm potu. Meleches machsheves. Avdem Rab Shimon is mechadesh that if you chayvel, you chayev. That misasek, you chayev when you chayvel. Why? Because the whole ptur was a Shabbos dike ptur. The whole ptur is a Shabbos dike ptur. When it's a Shabbos dike ptur, it's a aloch and choyvel, there is no din meleches machsheves, not legabe mekalkel, and not legabe misasek. So now, let me gain leat. So Rebbe Elchanan is masbir it very close. Dobo shein miskaven bekol atirikul Reb Shimon is matir, including choyvel. You could do a bi at the mechaven ta'anoe, if dam comes out, dobo shein miskaven is muta. Dobo shein miskaven is muta. You're allowed to. You don't have to. It's not aloha the place, oh, we all aloha ki Reb Shimon mash, the person blows his nose. And he's mesupik, it will come out, it will bleed or not. If it's a psikresha that he's bleeding, it's also. But if it's not a psikresha that he's bleeding, sometimes he bleeds, sometimes he doesn't bleed. Lefi Reb Shimon is allowed to. Forget the lala vilchi Shabbos. Dobo shen miskaven is muta. That is no shaykhs, even that it's blood, and it's choyvel, and Reb Shimon misasek doesn't help. Over here, the aloha is muta. Where Reb Shimon holds misasek is also in Shabbos, is misasek shel kol ha-terikula, and is a misasek shel Shabbos. Misasek shel kol ha-terikula, Reb Shimon is matir even b'choyvel. What is kol ha-terikula? One carry tolush, one carry mechuba. He wants to pick up the tolush from mechuba. So the Ainu, if he wants to, he thinks this hand is not connected. He pulls it, and the maize is bleeding. It's potu. Misasek is potu. Where and Shabbos, because at the Rekula will be chayiv, and then Shabbos is potu, when it's two pieces of chazir, and he wanted to pick up one and he ate the other one. Kol at the Rekula is chayiv. Chaylev and nimtza shuman, and shuman and nimtza chaylev is potu, misasek. He tried, the Gemara says, misasek b'chalov and b'arayis. What is the case? He thought that it's his wife, and it was someone else. The Gemara calls it misasek. This is misasek. But when he knows that it's also, he knows that two noshim asuris, and he wants one and the other one comes out, because at the Rekula it's also. In Shabbos, it's muta. Avdem zog Reb Shimon, it's muta in Shabbos. Aber in Choyvel it's also. So don't ask me from our sugya. Our sugya is nekol atirikulo. He's bichlal nad mechaven to try to be moitzidam. He's mechaven lano osoy. So while he's mechaven lano osoy, he's not mechaven to be moitzidam. This is ein miskaven shekol atirikulo. That choyvel is not different. Only in misasek shel Shabbos, it's different. This is the avone of Tesis. Kum trab kive eger and ask as a kashe. And here is different lamdasim. This is how much we'll be masping. The case of the Gemara and Krisis that Tesis brings down was two babies. Two babies. One was born Shabbos, one was born Sunday. This guy took the baby of Sunday and mauled him Shabbos. So Reb Shimon is mechayev him chatos. The guy says, I was misasek. I thought that I took the Shabbos dike baby. Pater me. When I had a piece of meat and a piece of chaylev and a piece of shuman and I thought that I'm eating the shuman and I ate the chaylev, I'm potu. If I thought it's my wife and I went to someone else, I'm potu. Chalom ve'ara es chayev, shechenene. Abelchut be'etzem I'm misasek. Here I thought that this is a Shabbos dike baby. Why I'm chayev? Zog de gemore, because moide Reb Shimon bechoyvel that misasek is chayev. Frank them, this is a Shabbos dike misasek or a weekday misasek? This is misasek shekol ha-terekulo. So why the Gemara says there that Reb Shimon holds that he's chayev? Look at that, Reb Elchanan ois yutes. Brings down this Reb Kiveiger. Vezelish, he only brings down the kashe. The potum itam lavim lechz machsheve sik shu betes rab kive eger the shabbos darim is asik beheter it's already the case of kol ha-terekulo it's the case of kol ha-terekulo how Taisa says that that, so the avoida is again, I want to explain, what is the avoida belongs in this Taisa? Taisa here was miyaseh, that is misasek shekola terikulo, that Reb Shimon states that it's muta. There's only one misasek that Reb Shimon asers, like he asers choyvel, like he asks Mikalkel, it's a Shabbos Niki Misasek. We understand what is the difference. Kol HaTirikulo is Heter Ve'isu. My wife and someone else. Chaylev and Shuman. Tolush Mechubal. And that is the Aloha Misasek is Muto Bekol HaTirikulo. Foto Aval Muto. It's Muto. You're Misasek. B'meleh here Reb Shimon holds, if I'm Mechaven to Anoe and something else comes out, I'm Bechlal not Misasek in it, Avada it's Muto. What is the case that it's also? When I'm Misasek to do the Isu. This is one Isur and a second Isur. So B'shmukal HaTirikulo, I was eating Chazer. I've come in, well, where's the bite? I'm picking up eat. I was trying to eat it straight. It came out upside down. It's not Ptu. Prison pick up a Chazer. He was trying to put it in like this. It came out upside down. It's not Ptu. And Shabbos is a Ptu. Malachas Mach Shabbos. I wanted to cut this carrot. I cut this carrot. Frekt Rab Kiveiger. Oh, but the case in Shabbos that the Gemara says in Krisis Yutes, the case the Gemara speaks about, Shteiti Noikes, one was born Shabbos, one was born Sunday, and I made a bris mila to the baby of Sunday, Shabbos, and the Gemara says, Be'etzem I misasek, or Be'shaini Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon holds, Be'choyvel is no ptur misasek. Freidam Kiveiger, dear, it's not a Shabbos, Dike misasek. It's the misasek of Kol HaTirikulo. So misasek of Kol HaTirikulo. And here's a lot of tirutzim. Rebbe Cholot says the first teretz, it's the Shita Mekubetzes for Yidikash. We have the copy of the Shita Mekubetzes. Rebbe Cholot says like this. What is called misasek and what is not called misasek? Zog Rebbe Cholot, misasek, it's not because you think that it's mutter. He has a kasha. Every guy that has a mistake wakes up Shabbos and he thinks that it's the middle of the week and he puts on the light. He's misasek? Sure. Why is showing you? Why is that misasek? He thought that it's Sunday. The Torah says he knows that today is today. Because he thinks that today is Sunday, he thinks that it's mutter. It doesn't make him misasek. What is misasek? That he thought that he's going to do something else. He wanted to eat shuman instead of chaylev. He wanted to eat, to take a carrot that is cut instead of a carrot that is mechubo. His wife, someone else. He says, here, both babies are the same. One is mutar, one is osur. It's not something else. He says, a wife and someone else is two different heftzes. Chazir and Shuman is two different heftzes. Here it's exactly the same. It's exactly the same. I want to read the Losh of Rebel Chomer. Ubiur Adovo, the Misvara, the Misasek, any of the Sovu Shu Eter. The Mkem the Sovu Shabbos Shu Yom Choil, Vare Miskaven Le Eter. El Oklo, the Misasek, Lass is Maise Acher. Sovu Tolush Venimtsu Mechubo. Shteiti Noikes, also a Maise Shin Iskaven. ולפי זה אין מדוקדק לא שנשית מקובצת ואין זה היתר גומו. Had to be a different teretz. That deer is the same mice. It's late. Reb Leib Gurwitz in Arze de Berav, he brings down a lot of gemoras that don't answer this. He says a different pshat in the Shita Mekubetzes. Mosek Midvash. He says, no, Avada, you're right. It doesn't make sense what Reb Elchanan says. He says, Be'etzem is the isur to be mal both babies. No vos, pikuach nefesh is matir. Oh, but he wanted to do the avere. Even the kid that you have to mal is avere to mal on Shabbos. Just you have a heter. Then it's a mitzvah. Then there's a reason you call misasek. Tolush v'mechubor, this is two different zachen. Two different ladies is two different zachen. No. So Reb Elchanan says, here's the same maise. We say Reb Elchanan is nishgirecht, can't say. This is Loshon HaShita. Ein ze heter gomu. The mele is not called misasek. The stipler doesn't like it. He says it's not true. It's the same maise. And the stipler has an under pshat. It's really late. We'll stop here. What is it?